life.
Free Talk Live. We're locking in to the third hour of the program. We're in a different location tonight than we normally are. We're in Sarasota, Florida. That's the place where Mark and I were both born many, many years ago. And the number here into this studio tonight is different than our normal number, 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. If you're just tuning into the show, you know, you can call in about anything. Or if you've been listening for a while, you're still welcome to call about things that we have talked about previously, whether it's been this show or another show entirely. You can always call and talk about whatever's on your mind. 941-373-1220. Plus, we've got Skype. And as of yet, no one has availed themselves of Skype here tonight, but it is available. We do have it here in the studio, and username is the same as it normally is. That's lrn.fm. So you can use Skype with username lrn.fm and get in touch with us that way. With you in studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
And so let's change gears. We've been kind of talking about ridiculous Florida stories, and, you know, they just happen to come across my desk here tonight. We're actually not on in Sarasota. Tonight, even though we're at WSRQ, our affiliate in Sarasota, that's because they are nice enough to allow us to come in and produce the show, even though they're in the middle of a sports game tonight, so we can't be heard in Sarasota.
Very, very kind of them.
But we're still heard all across the country and online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Now, I've got a piece here by Ron Paul, and it's been a while since we've talked about Ron Paul. He's retired now. He is going to be starting, from what I understand, his own radio, daily radio minute, or 2 minutes, or something like that.
Right.
There's going to be a
He's also making some tours with, what is it, Y'all?
The Young Americans for Liberty.
Right.
Yes. So I've heard all about all that, like a speaking tour for Ron Paul, so that's cool. So, like, he's still out there, he's still doing things for freedom, of course, as Ron Paul is wont to do. But he's no longer in office. He's no longer, you know, the representative Ron Paul. So thank goodness he's still talking about freedom because people are still paying attention. This is from the Free Foundation, the-free-foundation.org. And it's Ron Paul's thoughts on these immigration plans. Immigration reform, he says, will turn the U.S. into a police state. Whenever the federal government decides to reform something, we can be fairly sure that the problem is about to get worse, says Ron, especially if they call the plan bipartisan.
Yeah, that's when you know you're really in trouble.
Yep. That's when you know you're going to get raw-dogged. They're not even going to lube you on that one. The bipartisan immigration reform proposal launched last week, this is from a couple weeks ago, in the U.S. Senate will be no different. The new plan introduced by Senators McCain and Schumer would provide a path to citizenship for many of those in the United States illegally. This would only begin after the borders are deemed secure and after applicants have paid fees for their illegal entry. They must also pay back taxes on their earnings while working here without government permission. Those on a path to citizenship would be subject to background checks and would be monitored while in the U.S. The devil is in the details, says Paul, and the details of the McCain plan are deeply disturbing. To secure the borders, he's calling for a massive increase in drones flying over U.S. territory.
Oh, boy.
Spying on U.S. citizens along the border.
You know, this drone thing's kind of interesting. You know, somehow or another, the drones get wrapped up with what's going on in the Middle East and, you know, the dropping of bombs, that kind of thing. But, you know, I mean, Free Keene has its own drone, right?
No, one of the activists who lived in Keene had a drone, and it was it got wrecked.
Oh, the drone was wrecked. But, you know, drones are remote control airplanes or helicopters or whatever with cameras on them, right?
Yep, pretty much.
So, you know, I mean,
or guns.
They can have guns on them, certainly. And as I understand, actually somebody was, one of these manufacturers out advocating for lethal force from drones inside the United States. And, you know, what's really, ultimately, what's the difference between them shooting you from a remote control airplane and them just pulling out a gun and shooting you in front of them?
Mm.
You know, it's just the government shooting people. It's the government spying on people. These are the things that the government does every day.
Yeah. No, I get it. I think that the drone makes the murder even more impersonal and, you know, careless. Because at least if someone has to squeeze a trigger and kill another human being in real life, like not having a screen in between that other person and being miles away in some sort of drone command hut, if a person actually has to take the life directly in the same room or within the same 200 feet of another human being,
then they might enjoy it more.
No, no, maybe it would be a little bit more difficult.
Really?
Maybe it would weigh on their conscience.
Maybe. Maybe they'll enjoy it more.
Well, yeah, if there are sickos, and, you know, certainly there are no shortage of sickos working in these government enforcement jobs. I think that the drones really symbolize the omnipotent state. They symbolize the dehumanizing effect of the state.
I would agree with that.
Now you've got, you know, unmanned robots, basically, going around doing the murdering for the government. And it's probably not too far away until you get to the robotic killing machines. Obviously, you've got, like, the police robot that can go into a house and look around for bombs and things like that. So there's plenty of development going on.
Full-on RoboCop, then.
Yeah,
huh?
In the area of robotics. This is being worked on. RoboCop, you can better believe, is being worked on. The same company that does that little vacuum cleaner, the Roomba.
Yeah.
They make military robots. And I don't know if any of them are killing military robots, but how far away is that? Let's be realistic.
I don't know if that company is making killing military robots. I would suspect that they are. If they're making robots, they're probably making killing military robots.
Military contracts are probably very useful for that company.
But I can tell you that on the military channel, if you watch it, it's on my DirecTV, if you watch the military channel, you will see robots that can kill.
Okay, there you go. Then they exist. Now it's only a matter of, you know, before they become more intelligent and won't need their own driver. They won't need some human in a room somewhere.
I suppose. I mean, it seems I don't know that anybody's quite ready for that, but
I'm just saying it's a matter of time, isn't it? You know, artificial intelligence isn't getting worse.
No, it's not.
And as long as the military is around to pour a bunch of money into these programs, these companies will continue to develop. They'll continue to develop killers. So that's pretty scary. But let's get back to the immigration issue. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. 941-373-1220. Connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. So you got increases in drones, massive increase, according to Ron Paul, flying over U.S. territory, spying on people near the border. And presumably within the 100-mile border zone over which the Department of Homeland Security claims jurisdiction. What if these drones detect suspicious activity unrelated to illegal immigration?
Well, they won't. If they're just there for immigration, they won't do anything.
Imagine the implications, he says, for the federal government's disastrous war on drugs. Imagine what's left of the Fourth Amendment completely tossed into the trash can.
Is there anything left of the Fourth Amendment at this point?
Not really. Not considering they just let police dogs, the 9-0 decision from the Supreme Court, deciding that police dogs can search anybody's car anytime they want to. Doesn't need to be any kind of probable cause.
The police dog is the probable cause.
That's what they said. The privatized prison system, and he puts the word privatized in quotes there, in the U.S. that now benefits from the war on drugs and illegal immigration, will no doubt look forward to the booming business that they're enjoying even more so thanks to the army of drones overhead. Additionally, the McCain-Schumer plan calls for a nationwide mandatory E-Verify program, which forces employers to act as federal immigration agents and forces American citizens to prove to the government that they are allowed to work. And this should really freak you out. I mean, if you believe in basic human rights, then you should agree with the idea of, hey, if you're a human, you should be able to do something in return for money as a vocation, as your job, the thing
makes
that
sense.
You do. But now what they're saying is, well, yeah, you can work, but first you've got to pass our little test to make sure that we'll say that you can work. And this program has been in place for years, this E-Verify program, and we talked about it when it came out on this show, and what do we say about it? We said it was going to become mandatory at some point.
Yeah, but, you know, absolutely.
Because it's a voluntary program right now. And we'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome. 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. 12:20. More Free Talk Live, live from Sarasota, here in moments.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Dwayne Dalek from Midas Resources. February 26, 2013. Gold opened at $15.94. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.34.86, a half ounce for $8.17.43, or a quarter ounce for $4.08.71. That's $16.34.86, $8.17.43, and $4.08.71.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Our number here tonight for you to bring up what you want. It's 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. The number's different because we're in a different place. We're actually here in our origination town, the place from which we hail, Sarasota, Florida. Both Mark and myself were originally born here way back. And 941.
Different decades.
Yep. 373-1220 is the number to allow you to take control here tonight. We were talking about immigration, the police state, And we'll continue that discussion here in moments.
If you're an outdoor enthusiast, you want to get the name brand outdoor items, but you don't want to pay a lot. Who wants to pay more than you have to? ManVentureOutpost.com has all the items you need, whether it's ammunition or rifle accessories or tents or water purification, whatever kind of thing that you might, as a matter of fact, boating equipment, fish finders, that kind of thing. Anything that the outdoor enthusiast might need, ManVentureOutpost.com has at rock bottom prices. They're family owned, members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau, and you know that's important when you're shopping online. Just go to ManVentureOutpost.com, check it out, see for yourself if the prices are as low as I say they are. It's ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, let's go. We'll get back to this E-Verify program here in moments and some of the other proposals on the table for immigration enforcement. But first, we've got Ingrid on the line, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Ingrid, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you this evening?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've made a decision today. I own a ranch up in the White Mountains in northern Arizona. Mm-hmm. So Grand Canyon's one direction, Flagstaff's like an hour and a half away. And I don't know if you're familiar with the White Mountains. I have New Mexico down the road, over 1,500 lakes and camping and kind of resorty up the mountain a little bit. But this is what I decided. The economy is so bad. People are so frightened. I listen to so many different talk shows on my XM, and they just keep instilling all this fear. And I can feel it. I can see it with the people just around where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if this is okay to do on air, but I'm going to split up my ranch into 5-acre parcels. I'm keeping one. I got great aquifer. We got the best water here in the country. It needs to be looked at. I got beautiful water, totally treed, completely fenced, bordered on state by three sides. I'm going to offer 5-acre parcels to people of like mind who just want to grow food, who need heritage seeds for no more than $300 a month mortgage, and for $19,500 per 5-acre parcel.
So,
I'm going to eat this.
So I'm curious, you're just going to give away land? Or no, wait, $300 a month is what you're going to charge?
$300 a month will be the mortgage.
Uh-huh.
The total will be $19,500 per 5-acre.
Now, how much land do you have out there?
I've got 20 acres left.
20 acres.
And I decided to do 5-acre parcels.
And the reason for this is what? I mean, what's your motivation here?
The reason for this is because people need to grow their own food. They need clean water. Somebody needs to do something to, you know, literally, I paid a whole lot more for this ranch than that. So I am literally not even going to make nothing off. It's all paid for. I've paid it all off.
Mm-hmm.
But women, children, families, who, you know, people are frightened. And
how is this going to help people become less scared?
Less scared, because when you have 5 acres of land and you've got water coming and you don't have to worry about that, and you have firewood and fireplaces and you own your own property and it's paid off in 4 years and our taxes here are low, you've got fishing lakes up the road and you're surrounded by all this beauty, I think it helps a little bit to make you feel like once you're growing your own food and...
Self-sufficiency is important, that's
but
for sure.
Can people find a $20,000 5-acre plot in just about any state that they live in? I mean, is that unusual?
With the well already on the property, electricity on the property, completely treated and secluded, yeah, you're not going to find this piece of property for that price. And mortgaging at $300 a month so somebody could actually feed their family and survive and grow their food, yes.
I can tell you in my town that you can find that.
Yeah, it doesn't really sound too unusual.
In New Hampshire, and you know,
is
the,
that right?
The
really?
Water the water's rolling down the hill.
Yeah, and in New Hampshire, you would be moving to a place where there are actually hundreds and soon to be thousands of liberty-minded people who are converging in the same place. I don't know why anyone who loves liberty would really want to move to Arizona, but then again, maybe you're not advertising to liberty people. You might be just advertising to people that want to live off the land.
Well, I'm not really sure about that. I mean, I don't even know exactly where's Liberty.
Oh, we don't have it, but we're working on achieving it. And in order to do that, I think that the best approach is to get together with other people who are of a similar mindset. And I don't just mean a handful of them. I mean thousands of them. But, you know, if that's what you think is important, then I wouldn't tell you not to do it.
Oh, I agree with you. I think you do have to get with thousands of them. But I know when people don't even have a home anymore and they're living on the grid, and I am on the grid, but it's easy to get off the grid here because we've got solar, wind, all the stuff.
And you certainly got solar.
You're not in a city surrounded by, you know, violence and stuff all the time. I don't have any of that stuff right here. This is Snowflake, Arizona.
How many people live in Snowflake?
Probably 7,000, maybe.
7,000. Mark, there's
like
1,500 people in your town?
Yeah, about that.
In New Hampshire. Hey, you know, good luck, Ingrid. I appreciate hearing from you, and I think people should do whatever they think is most appropriate and most expedient and you know, might be most successful for themselves and for others in the future, and I thank you for the call tonight. 941-373-1220. We can disagree on what is most expedient and what is most appropriate, but I would never tell you not to do the stuff that your heart is set on. You know, if that's your plan, I say work your plan.
I have a Facebook page I've actually put together to chronicle. I didn't get a name from Ingrid's plan here, so
I didn't really want, you know, it just sounded like she wanted to sell some property, and, you know, if she wants to do that, we have ad packages available.
Absolutely. I hear where you're coming from, but I have a Facebook page called The Move Here Project.
Yes.
And it chronicles the many different myriad of projects where people have said, hey, come where I live. Not all of them say come where I live, but
right.
You know, the vast majority of them seem to be people that say, hey, I've got a great idea. Why don't you all move to where I live and we'll implement this idea. And I get where those people are coming from. Believe me, it would have been nicer for me if we would have decided to do the Free State Project in Sarasota, Florida.
But we didn't decide that.
We didn't.
I voted in the original Free State Project vote with 2,500 other people.
And I think I signed up after the vote.
I think you did, yeah.
And, you know, because basically I wanted to see where everybody was moving. Mm-hmm. And New Hampshire was the clear winner, and there was a reason it was the clear winner, because it's been voted twice the freest state in the union already by the only organization I've ever heard that's done a rating, an overall rating of...
Well, that's afterwards. The Mercatus Center vote for New Hampshire being the freest state was more recent, and the Free State Project was chosen over about a decade ago.
Yeah, but it was probably chosen because they were able to put together the 101 reasons to choose New Hampshire because it was already the freest state.
I think you're right.
The Mercatus Center went ahead and verified what a lot of people thought about New Hampshire in that it's its citizen legislature of 400 people have managed to keep it a bit freer than the rest of them.
Indeed. We'll continue here in moments more about yours was the Move Here Project, Mark. We're not going to talk more about that. But you can talk about whatever's on your mind. Also, more about immigration reform, what proposals are on the table, and what does Ron Paul have to say about them? 941-373-1220 is the number. 941-373-1220. LRN.FM on Skype. We're coming up.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag. The one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You know, immigration has been a hot issue for a long time in this country. The last several years, for sure, things are about to get even hotter with some of the proposals that are on the table for immigration so-called reform. We're going to continue those and share with you Ron Paul's thoughts about it all here in moments. The number tonight for you to take control of the airwaves, because you can bring up anything you want, is 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. We're here live in Sarasota, Florida at the WSRQ studios. It's our affiliate down here, and Mark, you and I were born in Sarasota. It's great to be back in town for a little bit. We'll be back in New Hampshire on Saturday, so we'll be back in time for Saturday night show to do that live as normal. But just a word of warning for those of you calling the show tonight. When you get put on hold, there's no audio on the phones. So something screwy with their setup here to where it's just not plugged in. I just checked the back of the phone box here. They just don't have an on-hold feed plugged into it.
Okay.
So, I'm going to make a list of things that they might want to consider doing to tweak their studio a little bit here. And that's one of those things. So
you're nothing if not a studio tweaker.
If you are a caller to the show and you get put on hold, you'll hear nothing. So it's going to go from ringing to nothing. And that could, disorient somebody. It might make you think you've been disconnected or something like that. You have not been. You've been put on hold, and we'll get you on the air and screen your call when we can. 941-373-1220. Also, you can connect with us on Skype, and I believe if you're on hold on Skype, you will be able to hear things. So keep that in mind as we actually will continue here with you and your thoughts. Let's actually go to the phones here. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, guys. I appreciate you taking my call.
Who's this?
This is Devin. I'm in St. George, Utah.
Hey, Devin. Listening to KZNU?
Yes.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Hey, listen, I heard that call from Ingrid. I don't know what she was trying to do. I don't know if it's real or not. However, $20,000 for 5 acres is an amazing deal almost anywhere you go. And I like what she was trying to do. I've been trying to, I mean, first I got on and then I dropped the call because I had that weird thing where there was no music, no dial tone. Then
yep.
I called back when you said that. But, yeah, I've been Googling her trying to figure out how to get a hold of her just to see if I can get more information about whether that's a real thing or not, because I've just been thinking about trying to grow my own food. I'm an accountant here. And thinking that maybe I needed to make a change for the sake of my family, but
well, I don't know what real estate's like across the country, but I can tell you that in New Hampshire, $20,000 for 5 acres is not an incredibly amazing number. I'm not stunned in the least by those numbers. So, and one thing that I find to be detrimental to the ideas of liberty, and I'm not sure that that's what she was talking about. She certainly was talking about sustainability and having your own food, but is the idea that one should have a project for every single state where we get people to move to, if the idea of the Free State Project is to get 50,000 people from all over the country, in fact, all over the world, to move to one state in order to concentrate on that state in order to seize more liberty in our lifetimes. Whereas when you start saying, let's move here, let's move there, it begins to dilute that that concept. Do you get it?
Got it. Okay, guys, thanks.
Well, hey, thanks for the call. And by the way, you can go to various different real estate websites, and Zillow.com is a good one. There are several of them out there, though, that will allow you to get an idea of what properties go for. I know that one of the points you made during the break, Mark, that's I think worth bringing up here, is what about this town? She lives in a town of 7,000 people, and tends to be the more people that live in a place, the more likely they are to have ridiculous zoning restrictions and ordinances, like we were talking about earlier with Orlando, trying to tell people how to grow a garden or whether they can grow a garden at all. The micromanaging is ridiculous. So, what kind of zoning ordinances would come into play? What kind of pushback from the town would you get if you bought this piece of property and then just decided you wanted to build a house without begging permission? I know there are towns in New Hampshire that have no zoning whatsoever. So you can probably get land like in Leominster, New Hampshire. No zoning. They've tried to bring it about, but the voters keep kicking it down.
Grafton.
Grafton, I think, is one of them as well. So, you could get a piece of property that is similar and probably get it for a similar price here and live in a place where you've got already over 1,000 liberty activists, and there are going to be thousands more coming. I hope that gives you a little bit more to chew on. Thanks
okay.
for the call.
Well, that's good information. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more.
And if I was going to participate in any of these move here projects, let's move here for liberty, let's move there for liberty, or food sustainability, or peaceful parenting, or whatever it is that you're moving for, you need to go and check it out first. I think that that's the best advice one can give, because people can talk a great game on the internet, but you sell your, you sell your stuff in your house, and you pick up your family to move someplace in order to see some kind of better life, and you were sold a bill of goods. That's a pretty bad place to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And your next opportunity to come up here during a huge gathering of Free State Project participants will be the Porcupine Freedom Festival in June. We'll tell you more as that gets closer. Go to porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. To learn more about that,
quick realtor.com search, I found several properties just in the surrounding area of Keene for, these kind of situations.
Okay, great. Good to know.
Yeah, not a surprise at all. Want to tell you real quick about the Mortgage Minute guy. Every loan payment is made up of principal payments and interest payments, from the first payment amount going to the principal, reducing the principal, and then after that it goes on to, the principal payment tends to be very small early on, especially on a 30-year fixed, and then it gets larger as time goes by. Today's rate environment, it'll take about 10 and a half years for you to get to the point that you're making a payment that's 50% interest and then 50% principal. That means that up before 10 and a half years, most of your loan payment is being made just to interest on the loan. This is incredible. Now, Mortgage Minute Guy has actually some great deals on 20-year and 15-year loans. These are fixed-rate loans, just like the 30-year fixed loan. But the difference is that you'll get a 50% payment. You'll be making that 50-50 payment within 4 months on a 20-year loan. And You'll be doing it right out of the gate, actually 59% going to principal on a 15-year loan. So these 20 and 15-year loans, they save you a great deal in the area of interest. So go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com or give him a call on the telephone number I'm going to give you here in a second. The Mortgage Minute Guy or one of his professionals will help you with this. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. That's 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
You know, Ingrid just called back in while you were talking about the Mortgage Minute Guy, okay. And I screened the call, and I asked her, I said, look, you know, you can call tomorrow if you'd like, but ultimately, if you're looking to advertise something, you know, we've got advertising packages available. This isn't a show where you just get to call up and talk
about
your... The
Free State Project gives us advertising money.
Right. You know, this isn't a show, even though it's Free Talk Live, you can call about anything. We want it to be issues-based. We want it to be something you can talk about.
Got that,
not your promo that you're doing at your local business.
Swap talk that they do on the local radio station in your town.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a tractor for sale. You can get it for $5,000. You know, that kind of thing. You know, it doesn't really work on a national level.
Yeah, exactly. Now, she did say at the very end of me screening the call that she thinks we got her wrong tonight. And if she didn't intend to sound like someone who was calling, pitching, with a sales pitch, then that's how she came off. And I don't know about you, Mark, but that's the impression I got.
Well, no, I got the conviction that she has around sustainability and...
Well, if you're a salesman, you better be convicted about your product. Right?
Indeed. You know, she cares about growing your own food and people having that level of tranquility and surety in their lives. And I think that all those are great things. I'm just not 100% sure that, for one, I think this could be done better in New Hampshire. There's a lot of people doing this kind of sustainability thing with the Free State Project. They're not just concerned about the depredations of the state. They're doing something about it. They're not looking for a place to grow their own vegetables, which I frankly think is of no value when it comes to stopping the depredations of the state. The state is going to eat itself alive, and then it's going to come after your vegetables.
We're going to come back with more here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. 941-373-1220. That's 941-373-1220. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Preparedness is simple. When you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated, self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising, but we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in again.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain here, but enough time for your thoughts at 941-373-1220. 941-373-1220. Is the number here. We're not in our normal studios. We're in Florida, Sarasota, actually, at the WSRQ studios. And we'll be here all week long, all the way through the Saturday show. And I guess not through, until the Saturday show, through the Friday show. We'll continue here at 941-373-1220. Whether you want to talk about the Move Here projects or the Ron Paul story here that we'll continue in moments if we get a chance, where he's talking about immigration reform and some of the pretty outrageous and scary proposals that are being floated. We'll continue with that here in moments.
If you've considered getting some storable food for some emergency situation, and we've been talking about the sort of the potential for disastrous situations here, probably the best thing you can have is some stored food on hand. That's what a lot of this conversation's been about here in the last couple of segments. And emergencies, of course, can take all kinds of forms. You're not just talking about weather emergencies, but economic collapses or unemployment, fiscal collapse, whatever it might be. Blackouts, of course. In emergencies, these things are inevitable. You just don't know when they're going to occur. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family, and a cost-effective one at that. The Legacy Premium brand that you can get by going to food.freetalklive.com is 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free, for less than $1.50 a meal. I know it sounds like that stuff can't taste good, but it does. It tastes really, really great. Ian and I, we both tried it. Ian, you like the way it tasted?
Yes, indeed.
Indeed. You can get gluten-free options, vegetarian options. They'll work with you for whatever it is that that you need to have for your dietary restrictions. And they'll do it at a cost that is about half of the competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the Legacy Premium brand compared to the other food stored food companies out there. And I think that you'll find that as motivating as I did. A really important part is that most of these companies, they don't have the shelf life they claim they do because they don't have an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch like the Legacy Premium brand does. They're the best in price, in storability, and in taste. There's free shipping on every order, and there's a special at food.freetalklive.com that ends on the last day of February. So go and get the sample pack. There's the mega sample pack there available for you at food.freetalklive.com. It's a great deal.
All right. So, by the way, on the issue of property and how much it costs and different places, Mark, you said Realtor.com is a good site to go and find plots of land for sale. We had Ingrid call in. She sounded like she was offering a plot of land for sale.
She sounded like she was disturbed about the direction of the nation.
Right. And she wanted to subdivide her property into four or five-acre chunks and sell it off to people at a $300 a month mortgage. But it only takes a moment to go to these other websites and see, you know, what else is out there. Zillow.com, I went to one of the towns that I know in New Hampshire has no zoning whatsoever, and I believe far fewer people than the Snowflake, Arizona that Ingrid was talking about previously. So you would get to be a part of the Free State Project, which means you'd be joining with thousands of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are moving to the same place.
And have had a huge effect on government in the state at
right.
this point.
That's worth a lot right there. But aside from that, you'd also get over 5 acres in this case. And I just went to Zillow.com, typed in Lempster, L-E-M-P-S-T-E-R, and this was the first property that came up in the search. I didn't even put any details.
You didn't even put land?
No, I didn't even put land. I just typed in Lempster, hit enter, and looked at what came up. And the first result was over 5 acres. She was talking about a 5-acre property. This one, just under $20,000. This one, you can get a mortgage on it for $71 a month. So even less than the $300 a month she was talking about charging.
Well, hers is a shorter-term loan.
And it's flat land, they say, and it's got good hunting and fishing on it. It's also by a road. So you've got a situation there that is very comparable.
Likely you're going to have the power, is what she was pitching. And, you know, the thing is, I have no idea what property's like as far as pricing goes in Snowflake, Arizona. And where did the gentleman call from? He called from
Utah.
Utah. I have no idea what property costs are like out there either. I would have assumed that out west that property values are actually lower than sort of in the east where there's just more people.
Well, I don't know if you want to go and assume those sorts
That's
of things.
That's just an assumption that I've made. I know that there's a lot more government land, and you can't buy that stuff in the western states. So, you know, I can't say whether that's a good deal or a bad deal. I'm sure that she feels that it's a good deal. I don't think she would have picked up the phone and made the call, but I think that there are added advantages. And she, by the way, picking Free Talk Live was probably the worst show because we're so biased towards the Free State Project. You know, if you're going to pick up and move your life for a better life, I feel the best thing to do is to get together with other liberty-oriented folks that have the same goals in mind that are actually having an effect on their state. I feel like Arizona not going to be turned around in the areas of liberty. I just don't think it can be. I think that they have an atmosphere with immigration that makes it just too difficult.
Indeed, and speaking of immigration, coming full circle here into the story about what Ron Paul thinks about these proposals that are on the table for the immigration so-called reform, one of them being the E-Verify program, which has existed now for several years at the federal government. Various different companies of varying sizes have decided to opt in to utilizing this particular program. And that's a bad thing, because you shouldn't have to beg the government for permission to work. If America's the free country that is purported to be, you shouldn't have to beg a bureaucrat to be able to go and create a living for yourself and your family. And that's what the E-Verify program is going to do. It's voluntary now, but the proposal in this immigration reform package is that it will be mandatory on all companies in the United States.
Yeah, they got some plans.
Which is incredibly scary. In other news from Ron Paul, he says E-Verify is an East Germany-like program that creates a massive federal database of every American citizen and notes whether or not they are permitted to work. As Cato Institute privacy expert Jim Harper noted of E-Verify, potentially tens of thousands of American citizens would come up as false positive for illegal status, denying them the right to work.
This happened all the time. This used to happen all the time with the flight list that was out
there. The no-fly.
Yeah, the no-fly list. It would be people that weren't allowed to fly, you know, based on their names or on their birthdays or whatever, and people that weren't them, nuns, congressmen, all kinds of folks, would be denied flights based on this system. What makes you think, and you know, having a job, it's really important. It's probably a lot more important than taking that airplane flight as far as, you know, surviving and thriving and these kind of things. How many months, if not years, does it take to get off one of these lists? I mean, the government having your name on one of these lists is a really big deal. What's to say the government won't mess up this list? What's
they're going to mess it up. They have to. They're the government.
I mean, you know, when does the government not mess up the list?
Yeah. So Ron continues. He says that so they've been denied the right to work and forcing them to prove to the government that they're not here illegally.
Right. Which in is a country like, where you're supposed to, you're innocent until proven guilty, you're going to have to prove that you're innocent to people who are just basically of the opinion you're guilty.
That's a nice slogan, just like live free or die, but really it's ultimately just a slogan. So he says that if E-Verify goes national, get used to hearing that Orwellian term, quote, non-confirmation, unquote. Harper rightly notes that E-Verify is in fact a national ID card, writing last week that the system must biometrically identify everyone who works, you, me, and every working American you know. There's no way to do internal enforcement of immigration law without a biometric national identity system. Much of the most recent immigration problem, of the 2000s was actually created by the federal government, says Ron Paul. The easy money policy of the Federal Reserve blew up the housing bubble and created enormous demand for labor. The artificial demand was filled by workers who crossed into the U.S. illegally. Within a year of the housing market crash in 2008, an estimated 1 million illegal workers left the United States or Mexico and beyond. Net illegal immigration into the United States last year had fallen to zero.
Yeah, I had heard the number that it was they were actually leaving.
Well, right. I mean, if you're being persecuted for who you are or from the plot of land from which you hail, then it's only, you know, a matter of time before it gets so uncomfortable that you just decide, you know, maybe it was a mistake to come here.
They're solving a problem that doesn't currently exist. You know, thanks for that. You're going to create all kinds of paperwork for a small business. How much extra time and employee energy, money, that's just money. Mm-hmm. How much extra cost, regulation are you going to put on small businesses and make it that much harder to do your business? And for what? At this point, nothing.
So, we are almost out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. We're going to be live again from WSRQ. We'll still have Skype. We'll still have the phone lines. We'll be able to talk to you about anything. By the way, Mark, I pulled up Snowflake on Zillow, and pretty much the first property that came up there was an 8-plus acre property. Investor's dream, it says. Come check out this 8-acre property parcel in the Snowflake area, and it is $15,000.
So it doesn't sound like that great of a buy.
You mean the $20,000 for 5 years? Yeah, and you know,
I'll bet her property is awesome.
It's not as wooded either, by the way, in Arizona as it is in New Hampshire.
Well, that's a good thing if you want to grow food.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.